Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring on Texas Rangers legend, Hall of Famer. It is Pudge Rodriguez. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for jumping on with us. I know there's a lot of stuff to talk about. We want to talk about that Global Mission Summit as well. But have you had the chance to meet, chat with Skip Schumacher and get to know him a little bit better?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a great time, and last couple of days, I went there to meet all these entrepreneur guys there, and we have a blast, and I was very happy that I got invited to speak with Mike Hoke, which is the chairman of Hoke Global. He's the one that invited me there to talk to some of the guys, and I have a great time.
I'm always curious, Pudge, whenever it comes to the catcher position and a manager, like Bochy and Heim, you know, they both played the position. They had a really good relationship. How important is the manager catcher relationship?
It's very important. Obviously, there's a big connection there. Obviously the catchers, have to study the game a lot the same way than the manager and the pitching coach and the whole coaching staff has to go through all these reports and study and seeing videos. And I think it's important to have that connection. I think when you have a very good tight connection with the manager, you can tell your manager when the game is going. How the pitcher feels, how the look of the pitcher based on the speed of the pitches or things like that. So for me, it's very important to have the relationship with the manager, but I think the pitching coach goes as the same because we talk more with the pitching coach and go through hitters or situations in the game with the pitching coach.
And wait, go ahead.
Who was the coach that had that made the biggest impression on you and your playing career?
Well, I played for 21 years. I had some great managers. I had some great managers in my career, but basically I respect all of them. And the reason that I mentioned that to you guys because obviously I studied the game. They let me do my job. They let me go through the players that I need to. Sorry about that. There's someone moving some food somewhere.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. We're good.
I'm really sorry. But anyway, I study the game. I want the relationship with all the managers to be 100% solid. So for me, I learned from all of them. Johnny Oakes was a great manager for me because he was one of the guys that told me, look, this is your game. You go, you call it. And if we win, the team wins. I didn't do anything. So those are the things that I like to hear from coaches and managers because basically that's the way baseball should be going.
When you look at this year's American League MVP race, Aaron Judge against Cal Raleigh, Do you root heavily for Cal Raleigh because you know how tough it is to put up those sort of offensive numbers while going through the grind of being a catcher?
Well, with all the respect from both of them, right? Aaron Judge, tremendous year, unbelievable, hitting over 330 and hitting over 50 home runs and the RBIs. But yes, you're right. I gotta go with Riley. Because a lot of people don't know how hard it is to be behind the plate. But it's not only being behind the plate. It's the job that the catchers need to do before the game. You know, the catchers are always the first one to arrive at the ballpark. And again, I'm going to go back to what I mentioned before. You got to go and see the lineup that you're going to be facing and go through every hitter's videos and get notes and then sit down and talk to the pitching coach. And then I go and do my hitting part. So for catchers, the hitting part is secondary. But when you see someone that hit 60, 61 home runs as a catcher, is amazing. I know the average is not there. He doesn't hit like 246, almost 250. But when you play every day and you didn't get hurt and play and be in the playoff, and now there are two games and none against Toronto, and he hit a big home run the other night, I think he's going to be my MVP.
Is it okay for me to be excited for Cal Raleigh, the person, but still root against the Mariners because they play in our division, and so I inherently want them to lose?
Well, it happens. It happens. We couldn't win the division. We, you know, with a week and a half, we was two games, only two games behind, and then, you know, we lost 6-7 games. So that's baseball. You know, you got to play hard. You got to play 27 outs because you never know. Anything can happen.
Pudge, the Windstar commercial where you show up with the float and say, are we going to the pool? Was that your float or was that did they give that to you?
Say it again.
The Windstar commercial where you show up with Troy Aikman and Darren Woodson and Emmett Smith and you have the float. Was that your float or was that?
First of all, did you like the commercial?
I thought it was amazing. It's my favorite commercial.
But great. As long you guys like it, the fans like it, I like it too. No, but this is that's the way they promote it. Obviously, we have a blast of a day when we did it. It took us like 11, 12 hours to do the commercial. But, you know, when you hang out with guys like that, you know, hours go quickly. So I have a blast, and the commercial came out. A lot of people love it, and I like the commercial. It was very funny.
I laugh every time to this day still.
Okay. Well, since that commercial happened, can you help our campaign to get Darren Woodson into the Hall of Fame? Because we just can't figure out why he's not already in the Hall of Fame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's you're right. I mean, we gotta keep supporting. We gotta keep being positive always. It might believe it's gonna happen for sure. We have to continue giving him the best support that we can give him. But at the same time, we got to be strong and stay positive that he's going to be in the hole.
That's right. And as long as we get more Hall of Famers to talk about it, Kevin, I think we'll be okay.
Good
and we
point.
Just got Pudge to throw
Good
that out
point.
There for him. Pudge, the Rangers' offense this year, it was tough. It was tough at times to get that going. How you played on teams that had the best offenses. Like, it was just so much fun as a kid to grow up watching those offenses play. How do you hope this team starts to become a better offense this year? What do they need to do?
Well, I don't know. They need to make a lot of adjustments on their swing. And, you know, early in the season, what I saw early in the season, I love it. I like it. They was more aggressive, hit the ball more the other way, put the ball in play, make contact. And the team was a lot better. After that, you know, things are going different way. We'll start to swinging too long, try to hit home runs, and do things that, for me, when you try to hit home runs all the time, you're going to fail a lot. And so, for me, I think the adjustment that the Rangers need to do is just go back to the basics, go back to stay inside of the ball, make sure get the ball gets to you and hit the ball the other way. Yes, it's easy to say, but it's hard to do it on the field. But when you're a big leaguer, you know what you need to do. And what you need to do is just make sure you see the ball, stay back, and make contact, because when you make contact, good things can happen. Obviously, baseball is more failure than produce. You know, yep. you're gonna be a lot of times out, of course. But the amount of time that I wanna be out, I wanna make good contact. I wanna hit the ball hard. I wanna make that pitcher see that, hey, you can throw me whatever you want, but body's gonna be there and I'm gonna make contact on you. So I think that's, for me, my idea that I think the Rangers should do in the offseason, work on that with the hitters and play small ball. I mean, when you have the pitching staff that the Ranger has this past season,
mm-hmm.
of course we have a chance to be in the playoffs right now, but unfortunately the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season went the other way. It was because, obviously, a lot of bad things happened as far as offense.
Now, we already switched managers. Do you think this is going to be a busy offense? A busy offseason for the Rangers in terms of maybe some folks' favorite players aren't going to be here anymore?
Well, it's going to be difficult for Skip, obviously. He needs to know the players. He's a player coach. In my belief, he did it when he was here with the Marlins, and he grabbed a young team and brought it to the playoff. And I think probably the reason that he did that is because he managed like a player. You know, you gotta go there and establish good relationship with the players, make the players understand me and you understand the players, you know, both sides, and let the players do what the players can do. They're all big leaguers. They're all great players. I mean, they all can make adjustments on the field. I think, you know, I would like to see the Rangers. I would like to see the players. I would like to see the hitters, the lineup, all that make some adjustments when they play the game of baseball, because I think if that happens, the thing is going to be a lot better. We did it in our time. You know, if something doesn't work, I got to make adjustment or I move forward on the play, or I go back, or I do something to put the ball in play. But I think that's the way, or is this my opinion, the way they should go this year?
Well, awesome stuff. Glad you got the chance to speak at the Global Mission Summit as well. And you got to talk with our friend Shonda. Just great stuff. A busy week for you. We appreciate your time very much.
Jason, before I hang out, I want to say thank you to Mike Hoke for the invitation for the summit. And also I want to say thank you to all the people that went, all the entrepreneurs that they went and listened to us speak, and it was nice. So I wanted to continue supporting what we're doing, because obviously we do this to put everybody together so we can be better.
Excellent, excellent message and a worthy cause indeed. Thank you very much, good sir. By the way, globalmissionsummit.com if you want to learn more about that. Thanks for the time, Pudge.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
There you go. One of the I will argue the greatest Ranger of all time, Pudge Rodriguez.
You've always said that.
Yep.
To me. And to the world. Well, when you talk on a microphone, Kevin, you're talking to the
world. To the world. Mm-hmm. I put
and
out a
DFW.
Yes, I put out a list a long time ago. Maybe we need to reboot that list. Your top 10 Rangers at
kids
some point.
Kids in North Garland, the kids in East Dallas. You're talking to all of them,
yeah.
Kevin.
We're locals. We're all from the Metroplex.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.